Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Next time you're in the Agate Beach area of Newport, take a look north at Yaquina Head. It's hard to imagine the Newport area without it, but without intervention from the federal government, Yaquina Head would be gone by now, leaving only a small island with Yaquina Head Lighthouse on it to show where its tip had once been. Because that didn't happen, Yaquina Head is now a popular tourist destination and a park, featuring the only wheelchair-accessible tide pools in the country. Here's the story. Yaquina Head's basalt had been quarried since the 1930s. But after the war, in the 1950s, a Newport Gravel Company staked a mining claim on it. It was, at the time, federal land. The claim was staked under the Mining Law of 1872. This gave the company the right to extract mineral deposits from the head. In this case, the mineral deposits were the head. But most folks didn't really expect the company was serious about mining it. After all, this was prime oceanfront property. Later, the government sold the head to the mining company for less than $3 an acre, an incredible bargain. Even then, the property was worth a pile, maybe more so than today because it was far easier to get permission to build houses back then. But the company didn't build houses there. It started digging gravel. Not much at first, but by the mid-1970s, company owner Bob Weinert, I think I pronounced that right, was hauling hundreds of tons off the head every workday with the help of a staff of 25 employees. That's about the time things came to the attention of the state of Oregon, which started looking for ways to keep Weinert and his crew from quarrying Yaquina Head right into the sea, a process that Weinert, in a 1982 interview, estimated would take another 15 years. Weinert said that by then the headland would be entirely gone, reduced to nothing but a tiny island where the tip of the head is now with Yaquina Head Lighthouse perched on its top. Well, the answer turned out to be rich with irony. Not only could the state not stop Weinert, but it also could not stop buying gravel from Weinert's quarry to use on local roads. That's because the state was required to take the lowest bid for gravel, and since Weinert ran the only local quarry, he was always the lowest bid. The dilemma was finally solved with some quick work in Washington, D.C. by then-Senator Mark O. Hatfield. In 1980, the federal government named the head an outstanding natural area, and over the next 5 years, the Bureau of Land Management bought and traded to acquire the rest of the land. So now it's federal property again. And today, the gravel quarry is gone, reflected only in the name of Quarry Cove. And in one other thing, too. Quarry Cove is a divot in the side of the head, a big divot, blasted out by the quarry operators. After the BLM took over, it turned this cove into the nation's only wheelchair-accessible tide pools. The effort hasn't been a total success, because the ocean keeps trying to silt the place in with sand. But it's an interesting silver lining to what, for nearby residents, seemed like a pretty dark cloud 30 years ago. This article was first published on October 6, 2009. Under the headline, Only Wheelchair-Accessible Tide Pools Are at Yaquina Head. Key sources included works by William Sullivan and the Eugene Register Guard Archives. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. Check out our hub page at offbeatoregon.com to explore all the other things we do. You'll also find there visuals to go with today's story and also full citations to the sources for this story. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For the details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Got an idea for a show I should do? Drop me a line at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Also, let me know if you're ever going to be in Corvallis with the time for a cup of coffee or a pint of Hammerhead. Fresh episodes of Offbeat Oregon History come your way at around 6 a.m. every weekday morning, so if you're looking forward to the next one already, you haven't got long to wait. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.